Let's take the question of the fun of, let's take the sheet as a rush. Of Lefanov, right? That Lefanov Kimloinov is awesome, right? But if it's in another Rishus, then it's Mutter. Right? So what do they say? Because since it's another Makom, it's considered that your Machane is Kadosh. Aye, but when it's really far away from you, it's outside your Dalet Amos, it's also Machane is Kadosh, because it's not in your Dalet Amos. Right, so mamash, either seeing is a mitzdarek or it's not a mitzdarek. Right? Yeah, so what do you say? Let's take that question first.
Isn't that also a question of the Rambam?
So we're trying to give a definition of it. We're trying to give a definition of it. So some of the guys gave a good definition. I mean, it's a... They're saying like this, that being good halachic thinkers. So what are we saying? You say like this. You look for the, what's the first step? You look for a difference. So you say, when it's bishoveh, what's the difference of bishoveh and if it's elevated or depressed, right? Is that if it's bishoveh, and I'm just not bishoveh Dalet Amos, so objectively, we're both contained within the same basic makom, right? In other words, the makom that's shoveh, the entire bias, one flat floor, has different regions within it, right? It could be broken up into regions, correct? And it's and if the tzoa is not in the Dalet Amos of the Adam, so you're basically saying that within the greater makom of the bias, the Adam and the Tzoa are in different regions, right? But that's what they mean when they say that accidentally they're in different makomos, right? They mean to say that on a larger plane, they're in the same region, they're in the same makom, right? They both are relating to the same entity of makom. But in discrete places. So there's no overlap. They're both using the same place, but there's no overlap of the uses. Right? But if one is higher and one is lower, then they're simply not even in the same makom at all. There's nothing that they're sharing. Right? There's nothing that they're sharing. That is a true distinction. So, but then the question is, so where do you go from this? And then they want to say like this, that that what can Re'iyah do? Right? Re'iyah, what will Re'iyah do? Or better yet, what won't it do? Okay, so how would you say it? How would you finish it off? I want to over. So then you have to say that Re'iyah is going, what Re'iyah can do is, yeah, how would you put it, John?
I was thinking that...
Did I set it up wrong?
No. That... If you see that Tzoa it's outside your personal makom that you're occupying right then, so that's creating a relationship between you and that area, because it's not, there's no like intrinsic removal.
So they're going to have to come down to some idea like this, right? That the Re'iyah can create a tziruf between two makomos that are not intrinsically separated. Right, but it can't make two makomas that are different into one. Right. Okay. So technically, you could say that it does describe the phenomena. Right. It does describe the phenomena. But. The question that makes us still a little uneasy about it is why should this idea of makom apply over here, right? We're getting into dangerous territory here, of tam versus halacha. Some might say I'm crossing the line.
Sounds dangerous.
Given my
from the bottom though. So.
Given my distaste for that person. Yeah. But I think it's not. I think it's not. I think here it's appropriate. Why? Why?
What do you say, though, that it's not because of any specific reason by this area that we go by the experience of Malcolm, but just that when we don't have some other function of the Malcolm serving, like in Kenyan, then the default is just how Malcolms are defined by how the person experiences it. Not that there's any
improvement. Okay. How does it work?
What have we done at this point? Basically, you've set up the problem and the solution in a technical sense, right? Now you'll say, I'll show you I'll show you what is occurring. What's occurring is that there's two different makomos. There's a different makom where the gavra and the tzoeh are what you would call essentially in different makomos, right? And then, meaning says the makomos themselves are defined as different places because of their position, right? Just via makomos, we could say this is a different place from this, right? And in that case, Riyah doesn't do anything. But if the makomos intrinsically are connected, in other words, if you would keep walking, daladams, 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 you'd say it's all matzur. It's all matzur, right? There's nothing in this. It's just that a person can't be in more than one, in bigger than Daladamas at once. But other than that, in terms of the landscape, in terms of the tsura of the makom, it's continuously one makom. And in that case, Riyah does work. Okay, but what's lacking is to explain to me to explain to me like this, how come in all other cases of makom we don't regard ri'iyah as a din of makom? Right? In any other case where there's a din of makom, like if I have to give a woman a get, so you say if it's in her makom, then it's hers. Or if I want to be kona, a matzia. If it's in my dalanamos, I could be kona, right? And in those regards, we don't. And in those cases, we disregard ri'iyah as an idea. So that shows you that in one context of makom, in one concept of makom, there's a strict, absolute idea of your actual rishus, the daladamas that you're within. Okay. So in order for me to accept this newer idea, and for me to say it makes sense, you have to show me a different concept of makom where this would be a natural idea. You understand? You have to show me. Otherwise, it's just like an arbitrary construction, and it doesn't really explain, well, how does the ri'iyah really leap this distance? Now, as you're sort of setting it up like you're right, they really are distant, but the ri'iyah in this case can sort of bridge the gap. But it doesn't bridge the gap anywhere else, so why does it work here? BMAC, is that sort of what you're asking?
No, I see, like, no, I just, like,
in other words, the problem over here is that a svara has to not just quantify, right, in an arbitrary way, but it has to explain why this formulation fits into has a contextual reality. In other words, you've got to show me that there are different categories here. Let me put it this way: when I say that something is in my makom, it's going to depend on what type of an inyan I'm discussing could determine what I mean by my makom. Right? And you can show me that the reason why ri'iyah works here is because we mean makom in a different way than we mean it in other cases. And in this way, the ri'iyah is a natural concept. Then you've explained it. You understand? Saying what you're saying is a good first step, but it's not enough just to say a definition. You've also got to show why this formulation makes sense in this kind of a halacha. You know what I'm trying to say, B-Mac?
I just even.
So we're saying like this: by the Dalet Amos in other cases, the question of being sholet, of kinyonim. So he's saying my Dalet, whatever is in my functional makom is I can be kona, like my chutzer can be kona, so my Dalet Amos can be kona. It's part of my makom mishmeres, right? But over here, it's not a din. That concept of makom has no relationship, has no relevance over here. It's not a din that I can't be mispalel or be kabbal, say kriyashma, because I could be kona the tzoa at the same time. Well, what kind of a relationship is that? It's not an idea of makom of shlita. It's not the concept of makom of control. Is an artificial limitation. Why should it be limited to the makom that's considered to be under my dominion? Right? Dominion is an important idea of makom when I want to know kinyonim. But here it's an inyan of Talmud Torah and Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Why should dominion be... nobody would say if there's tzoa in your house, you can't daven in the shul because there's tzoa in your rishus. Right? So it's a different concept over here. It's a concept of nikius, that the maisa of tefillah, the maisa of kabbalah, samach shemayim, and Talmud Torah has to emerge from a surroundings of nikius, from an environment of nikius. Now, but the whole concept, this whole inyan, is based on Adam, because the reason why it's usher is because Tzoweh and Kedusha are antithesis in the minds in the mind of Adam. So in that sense, in that regard, it makes sense to now be koveya the idea of makom, not just on a strict Dalet Amos idea, but in an idea that emerges from the very context of this halacha. That it would be like a derech zilzul of an adam to be mispalel in a makom that he relates to as his surroundings, if that makom is not nothing. So now we can understand that in terms of kinyonim, you don't say a guy's kinyon, makom of kinyon is as far as I can see. Because then you'd have that's just his greediness, and everybody would be overlapping everybody's immediately. But over here, it's like you say, how should you be dressed when you daven? The way that your society deems appropriate. You understand? It goes these dinim go by they go by man as a man's attitude is a kvius in these dinim. Because that's the whole nature of these halachos, that you and your in the way you treat Torah, you have to treat it b'derech kavod. B'derech kavod is kavua by man. So in that sense, you can say that the person's that if you're in an object if objectively you're in a different makom. So then, can I formulate it better? That's the question. So now, can we use your thing? Now we can use your thing. Right now, I'm trying to give your definition a little some legs. Right.
I thought we took up.
So in this way, it's something like this: that you can't be mispalel. You can't do these the dvarim shebikedusha. If you're mitzuref to the tzoweh through makom, right? But what is considered to be the extent of your makom? Now we can say like this. But how do we define the extent of your makom? Right? What's the extent of your makom goes by the. The extent of the makom will be kavua through the ri'iyah, correct? But But if it's objectively a different makom, then there's no issur. Well, let's see if we can clean that up a little. The question is, can we define, can we give a definition to this idea of makom? Can we define it? In other words, we define the regular din of makom in terms of kinyanim as the makom of your dominion. Right? That's the makom of your dominion. Can we define makom different? Can we give a definition to the to makom over here? You see, it's almost like an opposite definition, right? It's almost like an opposite definition. What does the definition of dominion mean? What's the dominion mean? What is the definition of dominion? Yeah. In other words, when you say the Dalai Lama's of dominion, that's a question of how much of the makom is under your control, right? As you're saying, Chaim? How much, it's a question of what belongs to me, okay? Which part of the makom is mine, all right? This idea is the opposite. This idea is the opposite. It's a question of not what of the makom is mine, but a question of how much makom is relating to, am I relating to? Is that opposite or no?
Yeah. How much makom is relating to you?
That's not what I mean.
I relate to.
Now, the first one, the question is, where am I? The halacha of Kriya Shema is, where am I? Where am I? What is my environment? I, as the individual, how much of a space am I contained within? How much of a space, how much makom am I a part of? You know what I'm saying? When I'm standing in a large field, I don't say, I am only within my Dalai Lama's. Right? You say, you are standing in a very large area. Right? It's a question of my environment, like Jonah was saying. What is my environment? What is my... I don't want to say habitat, that sounds good. What is my environment? Right? What is my environment? Or no, what is my environment? I'm not as significant in this equation. Right? I want to know the extent of where I consider myself to be. Right? The extent of where I consider myself to be. But when I want to know my Dalai Lama, I want to know how much is mine. How much of this land is under my control? So, as far as I can see, that's an aspiration. But halachically, how much belongs? This one, you know, for kinyanim is how much of the property belongs to you. The other one is how much of the property do you belong to? How much do you belong to? There you go. I knew it had an opposite ring to it somehow or other. How much belongs to you versus how much do you belong to? Anybody buying it? So how much do you belong to? That goes by your... So that goes by two things. First of all, it can't really be another place. You can't belong to two places at once. So if it's another room, it has to be limited. You can't be in two places at once. But if it's one expansive makom, then I can say, as long as I'm mitzuraf to the extent that I'm mitzuraf to the makom, I am a part of that place. Because it's a din of machanecha. It's only because the Torah limited it to a din of machanecha. The only thing is that the Gemara is saying is, it doesn't make sense to say machanecha is a din of a limited Dalai Lama's makom. Because it's machanecha over here implies not a makom that's under your control, but where you are. Now obviously, it can't be unlimited because the whole world will be your machada. So it has to be defined in a different way. It has to be defined not as the makom that that you claim as yours, but the makom that you can be considered a part of. So that's a different nexus. That's a whole different calculation. And in that calculation, you can say that you need two things. It has to, first of all, be uninterrupted. It has to be objectively the same makom, because you can't be considered two makomos. So if there's a machitza, then that is just going to limit. Machanecha over here is going to take the closest machaneh. So if you're in your room, then that's going to be the limit of where you are, your room. But if you're in a giant field, so you can't say it's unlimited, right? So it's defined by your tziruf to the makom. A re'iyah is a tziruf. So if it's lefanav, so there are two tzirufim. There's your objective dalat amos, but then there's also the tziruf of re'iyah. So that's what I'm saying. So you guys are right. In other words, you know what I'm saying? You guys are right. You came to the point, to the idea that there's a tziruf of re'iyah. And the tziruf of re'iyah will help you will be a limiting factor. Will be a limiting factor. How much is considered my environment? Of this place, how much of it is my environment? So it's only a limiting factor. So if I'm objectively in another room, then re'iyah is not an issue, because objectively I have a limitation to my makom. Wherever the mechitzos are, that can't be beyond my makom. But since this is a din of machanecha, not a din of kinyonim, so when you're in an unlimited region, it's defined by your environment is defined by the tziruf of re'iyah. So lefanav is going to be as far as you can see. You understand? So you're right to define it that in terms of the re'iyah being a mitzaret, but you've got to show why it's a different why that concept exists. You can't, if in general re'iyah is not a mitzaref, then why is it a mitzaref here? But you would be right to say over here that re'iyah is a mitzaref. That would be a good definition. It would just seem a little arbitrary until you can show that it's natural it's a natural category. In other words, what I'm trying to say like this: the definition is a category. But not every category applies in every science, right? To complete the definition, you should be able to show why this type of a category would make sense in this type of halacha. You understand? Yeah. Defining makom of kinyonim, then you wouldn't just go by environment. Defining makom in terms of a maisa of kedusha, that your environment has to be naki for you to do kedusha in that environment, then it should be defined by the tziruf of the gavra. Even re'iyah would be a tziruf. Any tziruf of the gavra. Even a re'iyah would be a tziruf of the gavra. So that's what John is asking. Since it's re'iyah, it only goes by the re'iyah itself. If you would turn to the side, then you would be making a different tziruf. Now the fact that you're saying, if I would take a 360 spin, so I would basically remember everything I saw along the way, and in my mind I'd conglomerate and say,
I'm saying that, why do we make recourse to the Dalat Amos? I mean, you're saying it's not really appropriate to use that here. You're saying by default, like you need...
By default. That's objectively. Since I consider it... Since in a certain halacha context it already is kavua as my makom, then it's going to be like a migu. It's going to have to be considered my makom for this too. I do relate to it like my makom in kinyonim, then I definitely view it primarily as this is an expansion, not only the place that you consider part of your guf, but just the place that you consider yourself a part of. But it's going to be kavua, halachically it's limited through the tziruf of re'iyah. What if a guy is at night? So what about at night? That's accidental. What if a guy's blind? That's an interesting question. Unless you say it's just a din of... isn't the blind person part of the confusion altogether?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Good question.
Is that for a further
show? It's not the Tom. Not the Tom. Let me explain something here. It's not the Tom. This is not Tom. This is not Tom. This is defining what the Isser is. This is an important point. This is not Tom. This is what is the Isser. The Isser is to be mispalel from an environment that lacks Kedusha. Huh? Okay. And since the idea of that's what the Isser is. That's really the definition. You understand? And that's why Dalet Amos doesn't fit into this halacha. Because the Isser is because the whole idea of Kedusha and Nikias is in terms of the human perception that you shouldn't be simultaneously mitzuraf to tzoeh and a mispalel, right? So that's why the tzirif is going to be defined by the way the person views himself, where the person views himself. You understand? It's not Tom. Tom would be going into why is it bad to daven when it's with a relationship to Tzoa.
Didn't you say Kedusha?
No, that's what the din is. Tom would be saying, well, why do we care about this at all? Well, what's the purpose of having a halacha like this? But the halacha over here is stating, that's the definition, that Kedusha and Tzoa are antithetical. And the dover of Kedusha has to come from mitoch nikias. Now, once you're saying it's from a machaneh that's noki, that's what the din is. We're just defining what the halacha of machanecha is kodesh is saying. He's saying it doesn't make sense since it's an idea of a maisa mitoch a certain type of environment. The limited definition of the makom that you have absolute control over is not an artificial limitation. You understand? It's natural in the definition of what this mitzvah is to have a more expansive definition of makom. Right? It's still not really going into Tom. Just saying, if you view the character and nature of this mitzvah, you'll see why these types of categories should emerge. You understand? And if you view the nature and the character of kinyanim, you'll see why the other category should emerge. You understand? B-Mac? Okay, so let me just add two things. One thing we were discussing with Danny. Now, is when you're spinning around, so that's really just a conglomeration of, if you only had one direction that you could see, that would be the only idea of your machaneh. It's only because you can remember what was in front of you before that you put it in together in your mind. But halachically, the definition is the makom that's kavua as your machaneh at the shah that you're reading Kriya Shema. It's only what's lefanecha. Now, what Mars is saying is a machlokas tanayim. That if you're in a very big room, there's a sheet that's, I forget who it is, Gamliel maybe, who holds that if you're in a very big room, even if it's behind you, you can't daven there. That's why the Rambam says in the bias, by the way, to exclude that possibility. It says it's like an even though you're in the bias, if it's behind you, Dalet Amos, you can still daven. Right? That's a separate question. If there's an objective structure, like a bias, does that automatically make the whole place your machaneh? Or do you still go by the Dalet Amos and the Re'iyah?